All right, so last week we talked about positioning yourself as an educator, and we focused on what you should be doing about competition. Now, this week we move on to step two, which is doing a weekly workshop again. And doing a weekly workshop, if you don't have your brand established and you don't really necessarily have a launch plan established and you're trying to figure out exactly what you should do and you're trying to get some activity going, one of the ways you can do that is start teaching on a regular basis. And everything that we've been talking about over these 24 weeks comes down to this. Do a weekly workshop and make an offer every week. Do a weekly workshop, make an offer every week. Do a weekly workshop, make an offer every week. The offer should compose of bringing people, inviting people to your email marketing list, inviting people to buy your front-end product, and upselling them into your higher ticket product, which is your academy. Right, that's the basis of it. Everything that we're doing really revolves around that. So if you're doing that, even let's say that you know what you sell is a physical product. What you sell is not information. You can build an information marketing business just around what we're talking about. And you really should have an information part of your business. So you know, if you're selling fidget spinners, you can still build and do a weekly workshop, even if you're doing it nothing but showing people how awesome your spinners are. But you've still got to be out there and promoting and creating and selling information, because one of the things information does is it helps you, you know, when you don't have inventory and you have an audience, you can monetize that audience. And you should be building that audience all the time. So doing a weekly workshop is what we're talking about. It is step two, and it comes after positioning yourself as an educator, which you were doing, and it's how you're going to position yourself as an educator. Doing a weekly workshop that's free, providing information to your market, showing them how they can be better customers. So this week, we want to start talking about starting with the offer. Start with the offer. Now, what I suggest you do, instead of developing a publishing schedule, we talked about that last week, and that's a very popular concept, and I'm not saying it's invalid, but when we're talking about this framework that we're talking about, instead of a publishing schedule and focusing on your publishing schedule, work from your launch calendar. Now, when you do your launch calendar, you're going to take note of all the holidays and all the special days. And when you start talking about, you know, are you going to do a specific launch on a specific time or a specific day? Yeah. But you build those times of the year around your launch calendar and not based on your content and publishing. In other words, you want to start with the offer. You want to back into the publishing. So in other words, we're going to publish in a way that drives people to the kinds of offers we're making. But we want to develop the offers first, and we want to set those in stone. So whatever you're going to be releasing as a product or launching, that's how you should be creating your content. That includes your workshop. So if this week's product release is going to be a product about podcasting, well, guess what you're going to be teaching on in your workshop? Podcasting. So in other words, start with the offer. What are you going to be offering? What are you selling this week? And regardless of what your launch schedule is, if your launch schedule is a weekly basis, then teach around what you're selling. Teach around what you're offering. That's the way the weekly workshop works. Every single week, even though the session that you're offering is going to be free, you've got to be in the habit of creating an offer. So taking the product that's available, creating an offer. Now, we have talked about that before, that your product and your sales page is not an offer. Your product could be a video course, but the offer could be that somebody's going to get the video course, they're going to get some bonuses, they're going to get 15 minutes of your time, they're going to get something special if they do it within a certain period of time. So you've got to turn every week, each session into an offer. If you're not making an offer and you're just sending people to the sales page, that doesn't mean you won't make sales, but you're probably not going to be generating the sales that you could be selling. So, you know, let's say that you're doing an affiliate promotion. I'm not saying you ought to be doing affiliate promotion, but this as an example. Most of us will take a look at an affiliate offer, an affiliate recommendation, and then go look for the place where we can get the best bonus if we know other people are offering it. And it has nothing to do with people liking you. It's just that, well, hey, you know what? I can get a little something more over here and I'd rather get it there. So that's an offer. So sending people to a sales page, an affiliate sales page, is an affiliate recommendation. Sending people to a bonus page where you are telling them if they buy this product through your link, they're going to get more stuff, that's an offer, right? That's what that is. And so you've got to be doing that on a regular basis also, is making offers of your own stuff. Right now, what you should be doing is creating the content to discuss the problem that your offer solves. So let's go back to talking about podcasting. Well, if you're going to teach people how to podcast, what does that solve? Well, it solves the problem of making connections. It solves the problem of creating content. It solves the problem of building a brand. So these are the problems you're going to be teaching to. That's how you're going to promote your you're going to promote your workshop. What are you going to teach on this week? Well, how to build a brand for free. Right? How do I build a brand for free? Well, when you get onto the session, you're going to teach them how to podcast. Now, obviously, whether it's going to be at the end of the session or inside of the session or before the session, you've got to be creating the need for what you're teaching. So in other words, I've got a sense that I need the product you're going to be offering before I go diving in to get it. Right? So next thing you're going to do, make sure to get your offer and the upsell set up. Right? Get your offer and that upsell set up. If you don't have a funnel that you want to sell, your funnel should be simple. So you don't have to have it. When I use the word funnel, there's no reason for you to feel that this needs to be complicated. Your funnel, and we have been over this a few times, but I want to make sure I emphasize this to you. Your funnel should consist of the following. The product you're offering. In other words, we're talking about the podcast. So it's a front-end product on podcasting, low ticket or low priced. The second part of your funnel is your membership academy as the upsell. So in other words, again, the offer is get this, learn about this. The upsell is get more of the same and get everything we have right in one place. And so the membership academy, they're going to be able to either get it. It can be monthly. They can pay you annually. And I'm going to say just for logistics sake. Again, these numbers mean nothing. I'm just giving you a benchmark. Obviously, if you create more value, your numbers are going to be different. You're talking about giving people an annual offer, $197 to $297. And then all access to everything, past, present, and future, high ticket, right? I'm going to say from $297 on up to $397, $497, whatever the case is, all access. If you have a downsell, you can have the advanced version of the product that you're going to be selling. Okay, so you know, if somebody has, let's say they don't take the upsell when they go to it. They see your page, they say, you know what, I don't want that. You give them a downsell. I think that to keep things simple, you just give them the advanced version of the front-end product. Now, obviously, you're going to develop your funnel. But in order to get things started, start with that really simple funnel. And when you start to feel that I need to be offering something different, do something different, right? But if you don't have a funnel, you don't have anything happening, this is a simple funnel. You have a front-end product, you have an upsell that's high ticket, you have a downsell that's the advanced version of the front-end product. Again, that doesn't mean need to be forever. That is for you to offer to get your workshop funnel so that you're making offers on a regular basis, and that's a real easy one to put together. When you have other offers, add them into your funnel or test them in, right? And make sure that both the first and second upsell are available on your thank you page. So in other words, some people are not going to make the decision while they're going through your funnel. Some people are opposed to that, but you still need to show them the offer, right? It doesn't matter when they buy it. So put them on your thank you page too. Make sure they're prominent. So in other words, they should be logically lined up. And when people go to your thank you page, they should see those offers again. And also, some people close out of things when they make the purchase so that they don't see any upsells, right? So instead of, going through the funnel, instead of seeing some of the other stuff, they just close out of it because they don't want to see those offers. But you still want people to see those offers because they're tightly integrated and related. So you still want to put them where they're going to see them, and you've got to make sure they see them at the very beginning before they go into the actual membership, or before they go into the sign-up page, put them on the thank you page. Interchange front-end offers, right? What do we mean by that? Interchange front-end offers. Well, your front-end offers should be swap-outable, right? So again, if we're keeping this simple, remember everything goes into your membership academy, but you're going to be offering new things on a regular basis, whatever regular is. And you can swap them out. Swap them out of your funnel for your membership. So this week you did podcasting. Next week you do video marketing. Then the week after that you do print on demand. The week after that you do something else. So keep swapping out the offers. And when you swap out the offers, change the training. So in other words, you're going to keep doing different kinds of training. And let's say now if you're going to be doing one offer a month, then those four trainings are going to be about, you know, whatever the offer is. But then the next month, those offers should change, and then your training should change, right? And all this has got to be based on your calendars. Once again, you're doing this based on your calendar. And when I say your calendar, I mean your launch calendar. So regardless of what your front-end offer is, your back-end offer is going to be your high ticket or your academy. Now, throughout your live session, you should be pre-selling your front-end offer. So you should always be mentioning whatever that front-end offer is throughout the session. You should always be pre-selling your academy offer throughout the session. Now, I'm not saying that you turn it into a pitch fest. I'm not saying that you don't give valuable information. You've got to find a way to do it tactfully, but to make sure that people know that they can get these things that are going to benefit them based on what you're presenting. Right, you need to be talking about on the session the problems these products solve. Be careful, though, about making it all about price. So don't do that, because that's when it does become, you know, say, okay, the other thing, too, is you're really trying to set the value, right? So you should be building the value for the product based on how you're teaching it. So don't teach and then, you know, kind of make it so that, well, hey, you know, you got to get it now and that's fine. But what you're trying to do with your training is you're trying to build trust. If you make it about, hey, if I come here, I'll get, you know, a really cool price, then you may or may not build the trust you're trying to do. Now, ultimately, the front-end offers should put the kind of buyer that you want for your academy offer. So in other words, you're trying to attract that buyer that ultimately is going to buy your high-ticket product. Right? Or even if they're going to pay monthly. Now, should you mention the academy offer in your workshop? And I just talked about that a little bit, but I do want to dive into this a little bit. If you're going to be talking about the problem your academy solves, you should give people an opportunity to buy it. Now, if you want to offer a price break in this case for the academy, I'm not talking about the front-end offer. I'm talking about for the academy, let's say for the people that come to the sessions, you know, give them a time-based deal. So maybe 24 hours, maybe, you know, until the end of the workshop, that kind of thing. And then shut the deal down before the new workshop starts. So don't make the workshop about the offer, but, you know, give people who came a reward them by giving them the opportunity to get, you know, get something cool. Now, if you're going to be teaching on the front-end subject only, mention the academy offer at the beginning. Right? So right at the beginning. So in other words, tell people they can get access to it. And then, you know, mention it as a solution throughout the session. Right? Because what you're doing is you're driving to the conclusion and the training is going to really be about the front-end offer. Right? So it's not going to, the entire training is not going to be about the academy. The academy you're just mentioning. Right? The academy is a solution you can give to people, but it's not what the training's about. The training's about the problem that your front-end product offer solves, right? So that's why the academy is something that you mention, it's something that you kind of bring up, but it's not what the training is about. And of course, if you do this right, you're not going to turn it into a pitch webinar. And that's really what you don't want to do. Okay, so how to mention your higher ticket offers. Your membership really should be your flagship offer. Right? Even if it's broken down into monthly, and so if you add up all the monthly payments, that could be your higher ticket product. right? If your membership's 29, 27, 25, right? That's $300, and $300 is higher ticket, right? Now, you can have a higher ticket product, but if you're just getting started and you don't have a higher ticket product, that's it, right? You're just going to be asking people to pay monthly, right? And you can say things like this, right? Throughout the workshop, this is what the kind of thing you're saying, right? You're just in context. You're saying things like, well, you know, for our Academy members this month, we did a training on this, but we talked about this, right? You just make a statement like that in passing, right? That's the way you promote your Academy. You can say things like, okay, so we, in our Academy this week, we did, you know, did a Q&A and we talked about this very thing, right? You mention it, right? You keep mentioning it, right? You don't necessarily push it, but you mention it. Now, I do want, so here's something else you can do. So we're going to have John Jackson this month, and he's actually going to be discussing this. He's going to be talking about, let's say it's about NFTs. He's going to be talking about NFTs, and we're going to have that person in with our members, right? So yeah, I mean, say those kinds of things throughout your session, and be direct though, right? So you don't have to be disingenuous about it. You should feel like people should be part of your membership, right, or your academy. Right, you should tell people, hey, you know, we're going to have John Smith in. He's going to be talking about NFTs. You know, make sure you're, you know, if you're not signed up, get signed up. Say those things, right? But you don't have to make the session about that, but you should say that, right? And it should be the kind of thing you feel good about telling people they need to be part of, right? People that are not quite ready, some people will hear that, and then they'll then want your lower ticket product just because they can't get the higher ticket one. Right now, how do you prepare for this, right? How do you prepare for this kind of workshop? One thing I do want to tell you is you should be thinking that I want my customers to not have to be glued to a computer necessarily, right? So think about your customer listening to the session. You know, what would it be like if they listen to the same training you're doing in the car? What would it be like? Or if they're washing dishes or they're on the treadmill, could they listen to what you're teaching? By the time they get to a computer, and I'm just talking about the offer right now, you have to think about this. They may have cooled off about the offer you're talking about, and they may have even forgotten what you said and why they needed it when you mentioned it. So, right, some people are also going to have a mobile device. So you have got to make whatever URL you mention easy for them to remember. So if you're going to tell them about something at the end that you just told them how to solve, make sure the URL is easy to remember. And you can also, right, think about this. Think about whether or not they're going to be on the mobile device, right? If you can, right, give them an SMS code. Now that could be a little tricky, but there are tools you can do that, or give them a QR code. Make it easy once they finally get to something, if they remember what the offer was, that they can make that purchase, right? All that does is increase the chance you're going to make the sale, right? So again, it's not what this session is about, but you want to make it easy for them to make the purchase. I'm not saying that you don't make an offer, but you certainly don't want to make it hard, right? So make it easy for them to make the purchase. So create the content around whatever you're teaching. The first part of your workshop, detail what the problem is. And then to talk about some things that are commonly discussed as solutions, right? Maybe they're right, maybe they're wrong. Discuss why those things don't work and don't work as well as yours does. Discuss your own discovery about it, right, if you can. And then what you want to do is you sort of, in the actual training, you pivot to how to solve the problem. Now again, you are teaching, you're not pitching. So don't turn this into a sales webinar. So anytime you get the feeling like this feels like one of those webinars that you're on where they're pitching you, that's not what this should be. Your customer should walk away, man, I really feel like I know more as a result of this, because you're gonna come back next week and do the same thing. Now, if you're gonna do a pitch webinar, y'all do one, right? Do a pitch webinar, but if you don't do a pitch webinar, do a weekly workshop. Now, outline the steps necessary to get a solution, right? The what, right? Outline those steps for them. Reveal the best way to solve the problem. That's your product. And then Talk about how your product fulfills a how. This is how you structure the workshop. Now, I'm talking about 30 minutes. So you don't have a lot of time to do this. I'm not saying you got to rush through it, but this doesn't need to take a lot of time. And send people to the checkout page, right, with an offer. Now, if you're doing urgency or scarcity, right, if you're doing any of that, in other words, limited quantity, limited time, based on the workshop. So in other words, hey, the first 10 people on this call, or put the clock on the workshop, right? You know, something like that, or, you know, 24 hours after the workshop events, whatever your urgency and scarcity is, connect it to the workshop, right? So don't make it so it's all week long. You know, it's kind of like, well, you can get this deal. That's not consistent with doing a weekly workshop, right? So you can make other offers that are like that, but you want to make this offer in conjunction with the workshop. Now, don't rely on the workshop for your sales, right? Don't rely on them for the sales. What do I mean by that? The primary reason for the workshop is to build trust, and you want people to join your email list and get into your direct sales channels. That's what you are trying to do. So you're not making this about making the sale, even though you're making an offer and you're making it easy for people to buy this. Again, this is about education and building trust. That's what this session is about, so that when you make a recommendation, people will trust it. You want people to say in their minds, right? You want this on their hard drive. You want this on their operating system. And I don't mean their literal operating system. I mean their figurative, sort of in their brain, how they think when they're walking around. You want them in their brain having already associated you with being trustworthy and believable, because you really are trustworthy and believable when you show up every week. And then, again, now you don't not mention your products and services. Just don't want to make it the focus. And I think I've tried to say that over and over in this session, that the session can't be about just the product. It's really about building trust. And so it's an additive strategy. So see, what you're trying to do is you're trying to trickle your sales in. And you will get sales if you do this on a regular basis. But again, you're not trying to, this is not the medium where you're going to make all the sales, right? You're going to do that from your email list. You're going to do that from your launch channel. You're going to do that from your affiliate. But you are going to get sales as a result of doing the weekly workshop. And the goal for your training, right? I really need to say this. You got to make this consumable. That's the goal, right? You got to make it so that it's in them, and so that when they get it, they can eat it, right? Figuratively. So when they, you know, when they get it, that they want to sit down and finish it, and finish the whole thing. It's so good, right? So you make it consumable. You make it short. 30 minutes, right? Maximum. And if people look forward to consuming it, typically, and obviously I can't make promises. And I don't want it to sound like I'm going to promise you that you're going to make $1 million from doing a weekly workshop. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that you make people look forward to consuming it. I mean, in most cases, you're going to make sales, right? But you got to be consistent. You got to be consistently good, right? And when I say consistently good, I don't mean, you know, that you have to be, you know, a great speaker, or you got to be entertaining. I'm saying you got to be consistent. You got to be there. You got to be accurate. You have to be trustworthy. You have to be believable, and you have to be right. Right? If you could do that every week, and everybody who's listening to me right now, you can do those things. And you can be someplace every week. You can be accurate. You can be trustworthy. You can be right about what you're teaching. You can do that, right? If you do that every week, right, you're building trust, right? And what you're trying to do is an additive strategy. So every little sale you get starts to add on if you do it every single week. Now, last thing I just want to talk about is whether or not you should be doing over the shoulder. And I just kind of really touched on this. In most cases, the content should be easy to be listened to. And again, it's to be consumable. And that means then probably not, right? You probably shouldn't do over-the-shoulder content in your weekly workshop. Now, you can do it, right? But in general, try to make it so they don't have to be at their personal computer. Now, if you get questions and answers, and you're sitting at your computer, do on-screen demos, right? When you do that, you know, encourage people who are listening and tell them, hey, you need to go and watch the replay, right? This is a reason for you to go watch the replay, right? So do the Q&A live, do the Q&A with, you know, do the Q&A with your screen. But in general, make the sessions so that they're easy for people to listen to. Okay, so are there any questions? Any questions?